Anthony Stalter from 101 ESPN in St. Louis joins us. Anthony, for the second time in a few seasons, Sam Bradford out for the year with a torn ACL. A lot of early speculation. Maybe he's done as a member of the Rams long term. I guess we'll wait and see on that. How big of a loss is this? How much of a drop, if any, is there from the starter to the backup in St. Louis?
Well, Jason, appreciate you having me on today. I would say that I've been using it this way. I've been saying it this way. If Sam Bradford were to have a career year, you're probably looking at a team with that defense and that running game that could win 10-plus games. Now, they would have to have some things break their way in a tough division, certainly. But that's how good the front seven is on defense. That's how good the running game could be. And they've added some weapons in Kenny Britt in the receiving game. With Bradford out, Sean Hill steps in, and he's a career backup. So now you go from a team that could potentially win 10 games, again, if Bradford were to have a career year, to a team that's probably going to max out at maybe an 8-8 season. And the problem there becomes, as I tie in the short term and the long term, if you finish at 8-8, that usually puts you in the teens for next year's draft. And that means that you're going to miss out on a top-tier quarterback. So it's just, it's a bad domino effect that has transpired here since Saturday night.
You know, it's fun. It's disheartening for any player to go down with an injury like that. And I think it's just human nature to feel sorry for a guy after, you know, what he's gone through the first time. I do see a lot of people say, man, the Rams should have got out from under Bradford when they could have, that even when he's healthy, his numbers have been okay. Did you see anything leading up to the injury this year, Anthony, that would make you believe that he was on pace or was looking like a guy who would have a better year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No question. The Rams stuck by this guy all throughout the offseason because he had been, I wouldn't say ahead of the game, but certainly right on track. In training camp, he started to put together practice after practice after practice, and he played in three series before getting hurt. They held him out of the first preseason game, but had that been week one of the regular season, he would have played. He was healthy. He was fine. He was ready to go. And the one thing, there's a couple things that we saw throughout the course of the last couple of weeks that would have given you the impression that he was gonna turn the corner and take that proverbial next step. One, he started to throw the football more vertically, and he's been referred to as quote unquote Captain Checkdown over his last couple of careers. His average yards per attempt weren't very good in his first 4 years. He was starting to throw the ball vertically more, taking more shots. I saw a little bit more mobility inside the pocket. Nobody's going to confuse him with Colin Kaepernick or Russell Wilson, but you saw him not be a statue as he was in the first couple of years. And he was progressing, and he was developing great chemistry with guys like Britt. Brian Quick, the second-round pick from a couple of years ago, was developing. Jared Cook was having a nice camp. I mean, the offense was really starting to come together, and anybody that questions whether or not Bradford should have been in that game on Saturday night just haven't been paying attention because he was healthy. If you want to make the argument that they shouldn't have stuck with him in 2014, well, you know, we're 6-7 months too late for that conversation.
Very true. Sean Hill comes in. Will they change the offense at all with him running it?
They will not change the offense. Jeff Fisher said that yesterday in his press conference, and I think that he was accurate in that statement, because when you look at Kellen Clemens a year ago, he was the backup a year ago. He was limited as a passer. You kind of knew what you were getting in Kellen Clemens. They went on to win four games out of the nine that he started. Nobody's going to brag about a 4-5 record, but if you're Kellen Clemens and you won four games as a backup quarterback, that's not too bad. But with Sean Hill, he doesn't have the arm strength that Sam Bradford has. But he can manage a game effectively. And the one thing that he has over Kellen Clemens is that he has a knack for making the big play in the passing game. He's not going to do that over the course of a full 16-game season. That's why he's a backup and not a starter. But they upgraded in the offseason by signing Sean Hill as opposed to bringing back Kellen Clemens, who wound up, parlaying his success last year into a nice contract with San Diego.
Anthony Salter from 101 ESPN in St. Louis joins us. Zach Stacy, a lot of people were projecting him to have a big year. You know, Benny Cunningham has pushed him a little bit. With Hill coming in, do you think they will run a little bit more than they would have with Bradford?
Well, that's an interesting question, Jason, because when you look at this Rams team, their identity was going to be run the football, shorten up the game, build a lead into that second half so that they can unleash the pass rush. In some respects, nothing has changed, because even with Bradford in the lineup, they were still going to run the ball 30-plus times. And the reason why I say that is because a year ago, they installed spread offense under Brian Schottenheimer because they thought with bringing in Jared Cook, bringing in Tavon Austin, that Sam Bradford was going to be best utilized going back to the system, a similar system that he used in Oklahoma. Well, it didn't work. It didn't work over the first month of the season. And then after a very embarrassing national televised game against the 49ers on a Thursday night, they ditched that. They went back to Jeff Fisher's roots. Zach Stacy emerged as a workhorse back, and they thought coming into the year, we're going to pound the football, we're going to play good defense, and whatever we get out of Sam Bradford in the passing game was going to be extra. So, and again, I'll go back to what I said at the start of the conversation, in that the thing that is now missing is the unknown. You don't know if Sam Bradford would have developed into a guy that could throw for 38,000 yards and make big plays down the field. That was going to be the difference between being maybe a 7-9 team and being a 9 or 10 win football team.
Michael Sam, of course, a lot of people talk about him. He was drafted. The one position that in St. Louis with Long and Quinn, you know, that's their best position. Maybe the most depth they had on the team is defensive end position. Do you think Sam's makes this team even on the practice roster at least?
I think what's interesting is that the NFL expanded the practice rosters from 8 to 10 players. So that gives you two extra players that you wouldn't have thought that would have made the team, you know, a couple of weeks ago. I think that Michael Sam has done enough in preseason to at least make the practice squad. His problem is Ethan Westbrooks. And for those that are unfamiliar with Ethan Westbrooks, he was an undrafted free agent that the Rams made a priority to give a little more extra money to convince him to come to St. Louis as opposed to signing with somebody else. What Ethan Westbrooks brings to the table that Michael Sam does not is that he can play both defensive end and defensive tackle. And he reminds a lot of people of another versatile Rams defensive lineman named William Hayes. So while Michael Sam is just going to be an edge player for you, Ethan Westbrooks can play both DT and defensive end. And oh, by the way, he's having just as good, if not better, camp in preseason than Michael Sam. So I think that ultimately they'll likely keep Michael Sam as maybe a practice squad player, and Ethan Westbrooks nails that ninth defensive line spot.
Any other surprise players going to make this team, or guys who you think could be impacts either offensively or defensively?
Well, defensively, it all starts and ends with the pass rush and Robert Quinn. And Robert Quinn is one of the better defensive players in football, nevertheless a guy that can rush the passer. Obviously, he was going to make the team all along. One guy I would keep an eye on if fans want to kind of look at a younger player, it's going to be Aaron Donald, the defensive tackle. He comes in, he's already surrounded by great pass rushers in Robert Quinn and Chris Long, and Michael Brockers isn't great yet, but I think he's getting there in his third season. But Aaron Donald, from day one, has dominated both fellow rookies and veteran offensive linemen. I mean, these linemen, Jason, they're having a hard time because he's so quick off the ball. He's in the backfield before you blink. And he's so fast that a lot of linemen are having trouble even getting their hands up before he's into his second pass rush move. So I don't think that he'll necessarily start week in and week out. I think, though, they're going to put him in a situational pass rushing role, and I think he's going to absolutely excel.
And last one, receivers for all of our fantasy football junkies out there. We know Zach Stacy's the running back. Tavon Austin, Kenny Britt, Jared Cook. Who's going to have the biggest numbers receiving-wise on this Rams team?
If I'm handing out any fantasy advice on any player, I would definitely say stay away from Tavon Austin and stay away from Jared Cook. Not because they can't contribute to real football, because they can. It's just that they're going to have to carve out niche roles, and they're going to be matchup nightmares some weeks, and other weeks they're not going to be. They might not be a big focal point of the offense. The guy you need to take a look at in your later rounds is Kenny Britt, because Kenny Britt has had a monstrous training camp. He's had a monstrous preseason. He had two catches the other night, including a pass. I think it was 40 yards, 41 yards, right around there, on a 3rd-and-25 play that he went up in between two defenders and brought it down. When the Rams signed Kenny Britt, I wondered if they were getting a player with damaged goods and an off-field headache. Instead, he's been the complete opposite. Not only does he look healthy, he has taken on a leadership role in St. Louis. Guys like Brian Quick, who I mentioned earlier, have been re-energized with Kenny Britt. He's been competitive with some of the defensive backs and even with his own receivers. And again, he's produced. While losing Sam Bradford certainly takes a little luster out of the situation for Kenny Britt, I still think he's going to have a good season if he can stay healthy.
Great rundown, Anthony. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
My pleasure, Jason. Take care.